This is Judy calling from Arizona. I would love to be a really good friend, but I kind of suck at being a friend because my health has been very poor for a long time. And so my health seems to steer the boat more than I would like it to. I have to cancel plans at the last minute. I just can't be the kind of friend that I would like to be. How can I be intentional about knowing the limitations I have, still being the best friend that I'm capable of being? I hope that makes sense.
Yeah,
thank
sure,
you.
God it bless. Sure does. Yes, thank you, Judy. Listen, you just hang on. I'm going to help you experience an intentional moment. I'm going to give you one thing that I think will be potentially life-changing for you, because you're a sweetheart, and I can hear your heart. You want to be a good friend, and there's limitation. We'll get to that in a moment at Intentional Living, 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name's Jeanette. I'm intentional in my marriage with my husband by getting up an hour earlier than we need to in the morning to have our breakfast together and start our day off either with time in the Word or praying together and just talking to each other and investing in each other's lives. So that's how we're intentional.
All right. One thing can make a difference, and that's really the truth of what we talk about here at Intentional Living. By the way, the phone line's open. If you're facing a problem, an issue going on in your life, or a decision you're trying to make, or maybe you just have a impression in your heart that God's given you a passion, a goal, a purpose, and you want a little jump start, I'm here as a friend to encourage you. We love you, and we're all about what's the next thing. What is it we do today? One thing today that'll make the biggest difference to jumpstart the direction that God has for our life. Give me a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, here live in the studio. Judy left that comment, that question on my comment line. I want you to hear it again. And if, Judy, you're listening, I have one thing for you in just a minute.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Judy calling from Arizona. I would love to be a really good friend, but I kind of suck at being a friend because my health has been very poor for a long time. And so my health seems to steer the boat more than I would like it to. I have to cancel plans at the last minute. I just can't be the kind of friend that I would like to be. How can I be intentional about knowing the limitations I have, still being the best friend that I'm capable of being? Mm. I hope that makes sense. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Judy, listen, you need to control your expectations. Because an expectation, and by the way, you have an expectation. You want to be a good friend. You want to be involved in everything. You want to be out there. You want to be connected. And you define being a good friend by doing all those things. And what happens is the reality of your health, which I'm sorry to hear, and I pray, because in any of our lives, health can be the restricting factor. But because of the restriction in your health, the expectation isn't met. And the formula always works. It's always creating disappointment. And living in a constant state of disappointment can be discouraging, disheartening. We can feel guilty. We can feel like we're not measuring up. And there's a point in life where you got to say, hey, wait a minute. This is what I, this is the reality of what I control and what I don't control. And so, Judy, listen, we love you and want the best for you. Here's one thing. Do not give power to your expectations to control you. You control you and not allow the expectations to control you. What does that mean? Here's what I guess is happening. You're probably thinking, oh, I had to cancel an appointment or I couldn't go with the friends. That's disappointing. I get that. But then you'll go ahead and define it that I'm not a good friend as a result of that. And think about all the things that you are a good friend. You're praying for your friends. You're texting your friends. You're on the phone with your friends. You're with them when you can be. They're important in your life. In other words, you're living as you can and to the extent that you can. And I really would change that definition. That to me, that sounds like a good friend to me. I know it's difficult. Any of us who've had health challenges, I think it's nothing more frustrating than wanting to do something and you can't do it. But when we continue to fight against that, that can create a constant state of disappointment, which is so discouraging. All right, phone line's open. Maybe you want to join in. You got something you're facing. How does an intentional moment, how does one thing make a difference in your life? Let me see if we can talk about it. Love to do that at 888-888-1717. Derek is next in New Mexico. Derek, welcome to the program.
So it's more about discouragement mentally. Yeah. You know, I'll find myself wanting to lose weight, getting angry enough to want to change and be healthy. I start to come up with a regime. I start to eat right, you know, do what I can, do exercise, start a good exercise routine. And then just for some reason, you know, just in my mind, I mentally start feeling discouraged. Like, oh, okay, you're doing good, but you're, you know, you get that discouragement. Like, are you really going to reach your goal? Can you picture yourself a certain way? Can you have that physique you desire? Mm-hmm. I guess I just wanted to ask, you know, how do you know any ways or techniques or what is a person to do when they feel mentally discouraged in that area? How to overcome that?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question, Derek. And I, as I was hearing your question that in this case you left on our comment line, I was thinking many times we have goals in our life that are ambiguous. What I mean by that is a goal. I want to be healthier. I mean, how do you measure that? When do you get there? Do you ever get there? I mean, you get stronger, but it's sort of ambiguous. Like, I want to have a better marriage, or I want to be a better Christian. These are sort of ambiguous goals. And so you can say, hey, I want to have better health. And so you start doing things and you don't know if that measures better health or not. And so the research is very clear, and maybe this is helpful for you, Derek. Yeah, you got a goal. You want to have better health, but you got to break it down into multiple little milestones, things that you go after. You know, like being healthy. I'm looking at Amy over there on the phone. Amy from our team here, she had a goal, want to get healthier, right? That's what your goal was, Amy. How many years ago was that? Like a gazillion? 22 years ago. She was 5 years old. She wanted to get healthier. And she's been on the air here. And Amy, you talked about, can you put your headphone on there? I want you to kind of confirm what I'm talking about here. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Good. 22 years.
22 years
not
ago.
Not healthy. And you said, hey, I want to get healthier, but you did something in terms of milestones. What did you start out as milestones to be where you are today, 22 years later?
Well, at first I just ran one block and walked one block. When I wasn't doing enough exercise and I wasn't eating right, I was eating a lot of processed foods, and I just chose to take, let's say, a processed food and replace that with one salad, just one. And then walk one block, run one block. I wasn't running 26.2 miles in the beginning.
All right. So at the end of a few weeks, had you accomplished your goal yet? I mean, are you healthy at this point?
Praise the Lord. With the intentionality of adjusting my nutrition and adjusting my activity level, my doctor said, you don't have to take high blood pressure medication anymore. So I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Okay. So I want a goal that it will keep me on that path.
Yeah.
And it was the high blood pressure that my goal was to get healthier.
Yeah. But at the end of the first week, you weren't there yet.
Oh, absolutely not.
And it would have been easier. Did you have any discouragement like this? You know, I'm not there yet. I'm not where I want to be early on. Did you experience that?
I think we all just want it to happen overnight. And yeah. So, you know, it's staying the course and the discipline of just of endurance.
So you really confirmed the fact that we can have these. That's kind of an ambiguous goal. I mean, you want the blood pressure was specific, but you want to get healthier.
Sure.
And then you broke it down to say, hey, here's a milestone. I'm going to walk a block today. I'll walk two blocks next week.
Yep.
I'll run a mile or walk a mile. And
then 5 minutes and then 20 minutes. And yes.
Now tell everybody who doesn't know what you've done in the last 22 years. You just finished it. As a big goal, what was it?
It took 22 years, but I have run a marathon, 26.2 miles as a marathon. I ran 50 of them, one in every state of the United States. And I just completed that goal in January.
So it was 26.2 miles times 50 states. That's 1,310 miles.
Now you got to add the training miles too.
Wow. That's around the world in 80 days or 22 years?
See, I've run around the world.
You answered my question. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Amy's on the phone, so she'll be calling you back. Listen, this is, you may not be wanting to run 26.2 miles. I can see that look from Jennifer. Ain't happening, right? Me neither. 26.2 miles. But you know what? Whatever it is, If you're saying, hey, I've got a goal. I want to honor Christ by finances. Maybe you're going to say, we got a pit. We're in a hole right now. But one thing I could do is just stop using a credit card. I can just do that. And I'm going to stop using a credit card. That's not going to solve your problem next week. But you begin the process. And this is true in life in general. You want to grow in your relationship with Christ. It begins slowly. Every day I'm going to get into the Word, read some scripture, or pray. I'm going to make sure I go to church every week. It's these small steps over an extended period of time that make a huge difference in our life. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. If you got something going on in your life, love to talk to you. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Sometimes we say things that are very self-destructive. I can't. God wouldn't. My husband doesn't. They don't. We can't. And we start to set ourselves up with self-deception, and instead of basing it on the truth, where the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, where the scripture says he will never leave us nor forsake us, instead of basing our thinking on the truth, we live in a time where it's easy to allow self-deception, that's something that's an inside job, to come to the wrong conclusion. And as a result, we find our minds shattered. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month up on our website. Every month we put a featured lesson up in what we call our member community, exclusive part of the site up there for you all who are part of our financial support family. Thank you. We appreciate God bless you for standing with us. And by the way, I want to thank Lynette, who's just recently joined us from Redmond, Washington. Thank you for becoming a part of the ongoing monthly support. Audrey and Stephen from Edgewood, New Mexico. Thank you. And Renee in Madison, Wisconsin, thank you for being a part of the ongoing monthly team. And many of you have just said, hey, here's a gift, Randy. Use it to help more people. Thank you, Scott in Minnesota. Boy, we appreciate that. So generous. And Victor in Hickson, Tennessee. Man, God bless you. You're making a big difference. Thank you for your support. Talking about intentional living, love to have you join us, be a part of the show here today. At 888-888-1717. Dana's on the line in Michigan. Hi, Dana.
Hello.
Hi.
How
What's
are
up?
You?
Good. Doing good. What's up?
I'm well. Okay, so this is my first time calling. I'm a little bit nervous. I listen to your show as often as I can when I'm in the car.
Great.
And you were just speaking to a gentleman about his physical fitness. And the Lord put it on my heart to remind everybody of Psalms 127. We just learned this in class last night. We dissected it. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just read
sure.
a quick paragraph. Okay, so unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain, you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat for the grand for he grants sleep to those who he loves. So that's the first verse. And I think intentionally living should include understanding that everything you do must be built on the Lord,
that's
on the foundation of the Lord. If you want to intentionally raise your children to go towards the Lord, that's the arrow in the warrior's hand, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I just feel, I don't know, the Lord put it on my heart, I think because I learned about Psalms 127 last night, and it's still so fresh. I think anybody could look into that verse and really understand that your foundation should come from the Lord, and then anything you do that's in the Lord, you will succeed at.
Yeah, I was thinking of that passage in James, where it says, don't say I'm going to go to such and such a city and start a big business and be successful. You should say instead, if it's God's will, I'll go to such and such a city and build a business and be successful.
There you go. That's part of the message I was forgetting. But yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
If you are doing it in the Lord and for the Lord, it will become successful.
Amen. Appreciate that. How long you been listening, Dana?
I just got back into my faith about a little over a year ago. I've always known God. I've always loved Jesus. But I really just became stronger in my faith a little over a year or two ago. Got back in church, got baptized last August. And the path is long and narrow, but we are trying to walk it.
That's great. Where part of Michigan, where are you listening? What are you listening on? Which station?
I think it is 93.1.
Yeah, out of Metro Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you're listening. How's the station? Tell me a little bit. Give me a little feedback. What do you think about the station as you listen to 93.1? How has it been an encouragement to you?
It comes in well. The music is fantastic. You know, you guys are so positive, so uplifting. I hear testimonies of people just finding your station, and within days, they are more positive. They have a better outlook. And, you know, just please continue to spread the word. We need Jesus now more than ever, and it is so critical that we continue to spread the gospel however we can.
Amen. And we will continue to do it on 93.1 in Metro Detroit. And I could list about 40 other frequencies around the country through our network of stations. And of course, now digitally around the world.
Have you ever wondered why you keep struggling with the same thoughts, emotions, and behaviors?
The solution to this thing of living intentionally is knowing God, restoring that relationship with Him that was broken in the garden, and then coming out of hiding and being vulnerable.
In Dr. Randy's message titled, God's Original Plan, you'll learn how to intentionally align your thinking, emotions, and actions with God's design so you can experience the life He intended for you. Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. And if you give now, we have a special back-to-school message called Intentional Parenting, filled with practical ways to be a parent. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
I love it. Thank you, Kurt. Kurt is always so positive and upbeat there as he reminds us about the ministry and the things we have going on digitally and on the radio and a podcast. And you all, when you step up and say, hey, count me in, I want to be a part of it with your support, you allow me and the team here to do that. And I thank you. Check it out at theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717.
Hi, yes, this is Patricia. And I'm calling about a friend of mine who is in her late 70s. She had to put her husband into a nursing home. And so the show tonight was about being lonely, and she is so terribly lonely. We do a lot of things together and go to groups, but I'd sure like to get her more connected. And she's an awesome Christian lady. She used to go to church with her husband. She just expressed to me one day how lonely she is, and she wondered why she just can't get over it. And I told her, you just don't get over the husband that you've loved for so many years and had to put him in a home, and he's kind of deteriorating. And so I've told her that, you know, you got to give yourself permission to, like, a grieving process. But I don't know how more to help her, and maybe you can steer me in the right direction.
Wow, man, you helped her a lot. You just told her the truth. I think just keep loving her and providing support. You don't have to, we don't always have to give advice. We sometimes we just have to be there. and be present. And how can I help? Bring a meal, bring a touch, bring a hug, and just be there. Big part of it. Okay, let's get to the calls here. Heather is in Tennessee. Hi, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
Thank you. Yes, I have been a teacher for over 25 years, and I love writing. I've also been a Christian most of my life, and I've been through a lot of things that I know could help a lot of people. And I've been told many times by my friends, you should write a book, you should write a book. And I'm always writing things, and I used to have a blog, but I just want to know how to even begin writing a book, because I feel like maybe God is calling me in that direction, going through infertility, divorce, depression, losing a job. There's so many things I know that God's given me insight on, but I don't know where to begin.
Well, where do we begin anything?
Yeah, the first step.
I mean, some of you may know the Chuck Swindoll, Pastor Chuck Swindoll. He's a last century preacher. He's still preaching, I think, in Texas. He's written hundreds of books. And I talked to Chuck one day. And I said, Chuck, how in the world did you write 50 books or whatever it was? And he said, Randy, I get up 1 hour before everybody else at home and I write for an hour every day.
Wow.
That's what he does. And so I said, well you can write a couple days, a couple pages at least, three or four pages, whatever, in an hour. You do the math. Mm-hmm. If you do that 300 days a year, give yourself a few days off, a couple pages a day, that's 600 pages. That's like three books.
Wow. So, I guess maybe part of the hesitancy is, oh, there's so many books out there. Who would even want to read it? And it's just discouragement before I even start.
So you're going to measure wanting to write the book based on how many people will read it? Or are you basing it on you got something in your heart you got to get down on paper?
Well, I want to help others with it. I mean, I don't need to reach thousands, but it would be good if people read it because I want to help others.
All right. There will be people who read it. You're going to touch somebody.
Right.
You think about it. I think about my life. I never wrote a book until 1984, and I had things I wanted to say and so on. And I can remember my friend, Dr. Kevin Lehman, who we worked together in Parent Talk back then. And I said to Kevin one day, I'd like to write a book, but I don't think anybody wants to read it, or I don't know even how to do that. And he said, well, if I've written them, and by the way, he's written several national bestsellers, you can certainly write a book. And what's on your heart? And at the time, the thing that was on my heart was I was learning about the power of our memories, our childhood memories. And so I said, hey, let me do a book on the power of unlocking the secrets of our childhood memories. And Kevin and I actually ended up writing that book together. And to my huge surprise, it became a national bestseller back then. All you young folks probably have to go find it in one of those dollar places where they sell the books. I don't know. But that wasn't the goal. I don't know. I mean, it could have been 10 people reading it or 10,000 or 100,000. But the point was, if you have something to say, say it. So, and people, I don't know. I don't follow these influencers. I know there's thousands upon thousands of influencers. I don't follow those online. But the impact is sometimes huge. And so today with technology, you can write, you can blog, you can do lots of things to share what God's doing in your heart. And in the process, make a difference in people's lives. So what are you going to do with all this now, Heather? Are you going to go do this or not?
I think I'm going to start writing.
All right.
Thank you for your encouragement. Bye-bye.
All right. Send me the book. Send me the book when it goes out. All right, Jacob in Michigan.
Hey,
how are
brother,
you, Jacob?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm
good.
Doing well.
What's going on? What's your question or comment?
It's more of just a comment. I really liked the theme of the last few calls of how to move forward and kind of how to keep that vision and check whether or not you're moving in the right direction or you're drifting off.
Yes.
Specifically, the one that got me was the guy that was talking about losing the weight and trying to get to the physique that he wanted and was getting discouraged.
Yeah.
What was coming to my mind and heart is a saying from Michelangelo when he was carving the sculpture of David. They were asking him, how did you sculpt this? And he simply said, I chipped away everything that wasn't David. Yeah. And if we apply that to whatever vision we have, even if it's a baby step, and sometimes you don't get to just run a sprint. If you're running a sprint, I can't sprint very long. I don't know about you, but I can't sprint very long. But if it's a marathon and it's something that I know I'm going to be committed to day after day, decision after decision, there's less pressure on every little decision to fail because I know ultimately if I'm asking myself, is this decision helping me add up to my vision that I have, my goal that I have? And the answer is yes. Okay, it might not be a giant leap forward, but it's a step in the right direction. So I think as we live in a society of very much instant gratification, where if you don't like a video on your phone, you can scroll and it's gone and it's way into the algorithm, into the abyss, whatever. I think we often get very discouraged when we don't get exactly what we want as soon as we want it.
That's right. Absolutely.
To wrap this up, it's just, I would say, if you believe in your heart that God is calling you in a direction and you see him there with you, the only thing that's going to stand in your way of not reaching that is either the world, Satan, or yourself. Just follow him, and he's going to provide for you.
Amen. Again, you know, here, let me give you the scripture. You all are hearing the show today about, hey, let's get going. I think the Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6 gives it really clearly. It's a conditional thing here. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own limited understanding, okay? In all your ways, acknowledge him, which means, hey, I acknowledge you're here. I acknowledge the Holy Spirit. I acknowledge your presence. Then, it says, then he will direct your path. And as one of the earlier callers says, hey, we can have a lot of good intentions and a lot of things we want to do, but if we're not trusting the Lord, if we're leaning on our own understanding and that we're not acknowledging his presence, it might go right into the trash can. And we don't want that in our lives. So here it is. Let's close the show with this one thing. We're all about the power of one thing. What one thing could you do today, need to do today, should do today, that God's prompting you to do today or be today, that would make the single biggest difference in your life and the lives of those you love, bring glory to God and benefit to those you care for? And then do it. Yeah, tell you what, let's just stay here and record. How's that sound? We're going to record a show for tomorrow. If you have a question for me, you want to talk, love to hear what's going on in your life, give me a call at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And thank you all for your support and prayers for Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and this is Intentional Living, the ministry of Intentional Life Media.